Okay. All right. Everything going.
Amen. There has never been anything wrong in the nature of this word body of glorified flesh and bones, because it's a garment of fine linen, clean and white, which is the righteousness of the Lamb's wife. And isn't she beautiful, Christ the wife of the Lamb? Isn't she beautiful, Christ the wife of the Lamb? Oh, isn't she beautiful, Christ the wife of the Lamb? Isn't she beautiful, Christ the wife of the Lamb? See this word body that's speaking a new language of life, part of the Godhead, and no sin nor death comes to mind. For it's a garment of fine linen, clean and white, the Lamb's wife, with the righteousness of the fullness of the faith of Christ. And isn't she beautiful, Christ the wife of the Lamb? Oh, isn't she beautiful, Christ the wife of the Lamb? There has never been anything wrong in the nature of this word body of glorified flesh and bones, because it's a garment of fine linen, clean and white, which is the righteousness of the Lamb's wife. And isn't she beautiful, Christ the wife of the Lamb? Isn't she beautiful, Christ the wife of the Lamb? Oh, isn't she beautiful, Christ the wife of the Lamb? Isn't she beautiful, Christ the wife of the Lamb? See this word body that's speaking a new and pure language of life, part of the Godhead, and no sin nor death comes to mind. For it's a garment of fine linen, clean and white, the Lamb's wife, with the righteousness of the fullness of the faith of Christ. And isn't she beautiful, Christ the wife of the Lamb? Isn't she beautiful, Christ the wife of the Lamb? It's Christ, the wife of the Lamb. Oh, isn't she beautiful, Christ, the wife of the Lamb? Amen. Praise God. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Isn't he wonderful? And isn't she beautiful? Amen. All right. Just so good to know the Lord, to know his ways. And his ways, the word says, is past finding out. Amen. But then it goes on right down and says he reveals them by the Holy Spirit, see? So that's the that's the way things work out. It's everything's just okay. My wife won't know here if this is on. So yes, everything's on. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, I tell you, it's so good to know Him. And know Him in the power of the resurrection, He said. Yeah. Amen. That after He resurrected, that's where we know Him. Amen. That's where He got glorified flesh and bones, see. Yeah. Amen. After resurrection, not before. See, He's ministered about 3 years, 3 and a half. And then that came time for Him, another part of God's plan or God's dream to be fulfilled. He was crucified, but on about the third day, He came forth, and this when He came forth this time, He came forth with glorified flesh and bone. Amen. And so that was His body that glorified itself. Amen. And when He was laying, it was laying down in the tomb, but there's a good story there, a true story, and Mary went in to see Him, put spices on the body, but He was gone. And there sat an angel on the stone and says, why seek ye the living among the dead? Amen. Said, He's not here, He's risen. Glory to God. And she went out in the garden, and there He was. He spoke her name, and she never was the same. Glory to God. So it's just good to know the Lord, to know His ways, and to know that He's working everything out, and it works out exactly according to His plan. Amen, because it was planned out before He ever started anything. I'm telling you, and that was way back, so far back. I'm not sure there's numbers in years that you could go back that far. But God was there, and He knew all about what was going on. Praise God. Amen. Then there was another great angel. His name was Lucifer. And Lucifer is the meaning of Lucifer is an angel of light. Amen. So there was Lucifer there, a great angel, but he got pride. And he got thinking that he wanted to be equal with God. He wanted to do more than just rule the earth. He wanted to rule the stars and all those things. And I think some people got that in their mind today, wanting to go maybe where they ain't got no business to be. Amen. When you get up there among the stars, then that brings your thoughts to another being that wanted to get among the stars. So we're just here today to worship Him in spirit and truth. And we have become the wife of the Lamb. And the Lamb was glorified flesh and bone, see. Glory to God. Amen. The Bible says that, I believe it's Hebrews or something like 3 or 4. It says there that He died once. Death had no more dominion over Him. Amen. He died for us, and after that He rose, and it's a whole new story from there on out. Glory to God. Amen. Because He's glorified then. He could appear, disappear as He felt to do. Praise God. And I'm just glad to be part of Him, ain't you? Amen. Part of Him, that there's no limitation to what He can or will do. Amen. That would be something to bless God's people. So we praise Him and honor Him today. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I thank God for this word, the written word, the Bible, and it's been so great bringing us through troubles, trials, temptation, and so on. Amen. And we've come down to the place where we begin to see there's more to go. Like John said in his writing, St. John, he says, if everything's wrote even what Jesus did to the world, I suppose the world couldn't contain it. Amen. Amen. So there's a lot that's not wrote in the Bible, and there's some things that weren't supposed to be because it weren't to be for anybody except the living Elmer. Therefore, there's the writings continue, see. And that's very important to understand. The writings of the Word continues. Hallelujah. Not only has the Word become glorified flesh and bone, but the Word continue and it grows. I ministered on a message a good while back. The Word grows, multiply, and prevail. Amen. So the Bible is not all of it, but the Bible tells about it all. See? And telling about it and the happening of it is two different things. And that's where we're at the time where it's actually working itself out. What God dreamed in his dream and what he planned in his plan. Amen. It's all working out right here before our wondering eye. Amen. And isn't he wonderful? And isn't she beautiful? Amen. So we're the wife of the Lamb. And so that makes a big difference. And we can look at the Bible and lay our hands on the Bible. And thank God this is the book that brought us through, brought us this far, told us what to do. And now, amen, there's more book being written. Amen, more word. And it's just as important, and maybe even more so important as some of that has been in the past. Glory to God. Amen. When I'm talking that way, I'm talking about the things that God is doing, that he's revealing, and much of what he's doing, he don't reveal it till right at the time. Amen. Glory to God. We see what's happening in Israel and in the Middle East there. It's all laying right in the Bible, fulfilling itself. And many times it don't fulfill itself just exactly like we think, but as it fulfills itself, we can say, yes, 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 that's what the Word says. I see it. And God laid it in there, but he laid it in a way where only those would get it that was ordained to get it, see. Hallelujah. So we see what's going on today, and it's in the Scripture what's going to be there, and now it is taking play. And this is in the Scripture what would be, and now it's taking play. Glory to God. Like being changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Amen. And all those things. The Scripture tells about it, but don't necessarily tell us there will be a message to lead us right through into that exactly. Glory to God, like it's taking place today. Amen. So we got a lot to be thankful for today.
We praise you, my Lord.
Amen. We got a lot to glorify God about.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And we glorify God about this precious water. Amen. Which represents the Spirit. But this water here, it's just it's good to keep this old body going. Amen. So I believe I'll have a good sip of it. Someone told me that when you drink water, so I get so thirsty. I can't understand. Amen. See you drinking that water. Amen. So I'm telling you, it's just been good. This journey has been quite long in human years. But in God's ears, it's been like the blink of the eye, see? Amen. So we're so happy we came through everything we came through. And we're so thankful that he led us and brought us through. And here we are today. And we've been beat around a little bit. Amen. But still in good shape, see? Amen. Getting better all the time, see? Because these bodies taking on glorified flesh and bone.
Amen.
And that, as we go, there's a message creating that.
Amen.
And it's a great mystery, but when we read about Paul, when he began to preach, we see the Jews had the idea there that Paul should go one way and preach to a certain group, and they would go to another and preach to another group. Amen. And that was kind of splitting it off, having one group Gentiles and one group Jews, and what related. But the Bible says he created, amen, neither Jew nor Gentile. Amen. But the wife of the Lamb, say. Amen. So that's what's taking place today. Yes, there's so many different groups today, and it has taught us over the years, don't say too much about some of these things. If someone's feel like they're a Christian and doing what a Christian should do, I guess, we just keep our mouth shut about it. And we got the saying, don't try to take away what they have. Amen, because we got plenty ourselves, see. And so if they don't see this and are not ordained to it, then you can't change that part, see. Amen. But it don't mean they won't be saved. And I remember years ago, my father used to say that heaven's going to be right here on this earth. I'm not sure he understood all that, but he says there'll come a time when they'll build houses and someone else won't, they won't have a heart attack and die, and someone else take it, and so on, and so, and like that going on. I'd listen to him, but at my teaching where I was going to church and all, it was that there's a place up there called heaven, a great country called heaven. We'll go there, and this earth going to be destroyed. And that was some of my thinking, and it came from my previous listening to preachers in my younger time. But as I got a little older and began to study the Word of God and hear different preachers preach about it, I began to see, hey, that's true, that we're going to be right here on this earth. Amen. And when I really got involved in the studying, it was when God sent a man called Raymond Jackson Jr. from Jeffersonville, Indiana. He began to bring in about the millennia, and they would ask him questions, will there be children born? And he brought in about the children, the suckling child and the little child and so on like that. And so the conclusion was, yes, once they come into the time after the tribulation period's over with, the day of the Lord and the beginning of the millennium, yes, there'll be a people that'll still be in their human, natural flesh that won't die. Glory to God. These bodies, they should have the ability and will have when the curse is totally removed from the earth. Amen. To reproduce the cells and to remain relatively young and whatever age God wants them to remain. Glory to God. And so that's a reality. And then after that great millennia is over, there'll be the great white throne judgment. See, when the 1,000 years are up, amen, the devil will be loose. And then we go into this time where there'll be literally human being living on this earth. Glory to God that will never die, because they're living in the presence of eternal life, and death has been done away with. Death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. And when something's cast in the lake of fire, they don't come out. So Mr. Death was cast in the lake of fire. Hell's cast in the lake of fire. And that's to be destroyed. Amen. And the Bible says it'll not come in our mind, in our remembrance, all these things. Many people have told me stories of tragic things that have happened in their life, and they still trouble about it and so on like that. Well, that's this side of that eternal time. Amen. But according to Revelation chapter 21 there, that these things, they're not coming to mind. Amen. All the former things will be passed away, see. Glory to God. And when I say all the former things, I'm sure the glories of this life, the things that happen pleasantly, you can rejoice and think back on them. But the things that would be unpleasant, that would trouble you in any way, amen, you might try to remember, and you can't remember. Amen, there's things, today I try to go back and remember, and we just can't remember. Amen. And me and my wife had a experience like that sometime back. Amen. Her mother passed away, and her father passed away first, and then her mother. But then there was she had a house there, and it was it's different ones thought they may. She gave this to me, or she gave that to me, or she gave that. Well, we just kind of worked it out and did what was right. Amen. But then here came, we found the paper where that she gave everything to Barbara and then it to go to me. You don't like that. And we can't even, to this day, and we signed it. And we can't remember to this day ever seeing that before or signing it. See? And so it worked out good. And I think it worked out according to the will of God. But that's the way it won't come to our mind, anything that's unpleasant ever. I'm talking when I say we, there I'm talking the wife now. But in glorification, all that's a different life, see? But the natural people in the world that will be full grown, go into eternal age, eternal time, won't be age, because age has over with sometime. But when go into eternity, amen, there'll be people that'll never die, because there'll be no such thing as death, see? Amen, don't exist. And here we are today, praising God, rejoicing in the Lord, amen, and realizing too that we're the wife of the Lamb, and God sent a special message, amen. This special message deals with a special situation that's in the Word of God that's applied to the wife of the Lamb, and that is glorified flesh and bones, see, amen. A lot of people had the idea we'd just be sitting around and all of a sudden we'd change. Well, there may be some, that may happen to some like that. Amen. But there's been a message, lead us and lead our thinking, and we think along those lines. Amen. And it just grows in us. The more we think about it and all, amen, seems like the greater it becomes to us. As time is passing by, amen, it's so great, so wonderful, amen, to know that there's people living, breathing in human flesh that's not going to ever die, that's going to go into glorification, see. Amen, that's what we're going into that there, and it's just going to be so good. But then on the other hand, we'll say, on the other hand, there is a people, and that people is in the natural, that's not necessarily born again, what we know is born again, but they love the ways of God, and the moral laws of God and so on they keep. Amen. They will go into the millennia. Amen. They'll be in the natural human flesh, and they'll never die. Hallelujah. And they're married, have children, build houses, and all those things. Amen. And then those that are born and raised in the 1,000 years, they will there'll be a trial to them just like it has been to all people all the way through. Amen. And then there'll be those that Satan will, when he's loosed out of his prison, that's Revelation 20. Amen. When he's loosed out of his presence, he'll go forth and he'll have a message that'll fit those that's his to the T, see. If there's his, then they hear what he said. If you're God, you hear what God's saying.
Right.
Amen. So all these things, they work out like that. And there'll be a people that will yield to Satan, and they'll be cast in the lake of fire with him, and death be cast in the lake of fire. All of those things. And now, that's what we're looking at. Amen. And God has been so gracious. He loves, he shared his dream with us, see? Amen. He shared his plan with us. And in all cases, we just have a good understanding of it, see? Amen. So here we are today, just rejoicing, just as happy, just as contented. And some people can't understand our contentment. Amen. But godliness with contentment is great gain, see? Amen. We're contented to serve God, love God. Amen. And there's nothing else for us. We don't want nothing else. Not looking for anything else. Amen. So here we are today, glorifying God, just as happy as can be.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. And he supplies the needs. He blesses us. And he helps us in so many, many different ways. So many ways that we can't count them. See? Amen. So I tell you, it's just good to know that God, in doing all these things, he has been working a plan to make us part of the flesh and bone of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Of which the word came directly from him through the angel Gabriel to the Virgin Mary. Amen. Brought that word, made that word flesh. And the word was made flesh and dwells among us, see? Amen. And now we're part of that word. And that word is glorified flesh and bone, see?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So that's why these things are so great. That's why these things are so wonderful. Amen. So we just praise God for all these good things. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, sometimes when I was younger, like maybe in the 40s or something, I would dread getting to be 85 or so on like that. But now I'm 85, and, hey, I don't know much difference, you know. Amen. So that's a secret. I don't know much different than 85 and 45. Amen. Then when I get another 85, I'm not sure there. I think I'll be in better shape than I am now. Glory to God. Amen. Because I feel like we'll be totally glorified. Amen. And I don't think with 85 years back, they're just showing you that these things, that God's ordained these things.
Amen.
He made it wonderful. Amen. So when we see how the crucifixion, the plan, amen, and see Jesus Christ living here on this earth as a natural man, you would never know he weren't just a natural man for the first 30 years of his life. Then he would always keep his word, do what he would tell you. And evidently he was a good carpenter. Even the Pharisees and Sadducees knew about it. Amen. They would want to get him to do the work something because they knew it would be right. Amen. But then one day something changed all that. Amen. There was a man out in the Jordan out there baptizing and saying repent and so on like that. Well, different people lined up to be baptized. Well, Jesus, he got in line too. And when he got almost to John, he saw something. He saw a sign. He says, Jesus said, baptize me. He said, why comest thou to me to be baptized when I need to be baptized of thee? And begin to tell a story like that. But Jesus said, suffer it to be so, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. This is part of the plan. This is part of what my Father dreamed. And this is the way it got to be. Amen. So John baptized him. And when he did, lo and behold, the heavens was open. Amen. And there came a voice out, said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. Amen. Well, see, all of that was in the plan, but in that we're being connected, see. Amen. Because Jesus had to become part of that word, glorified word. Amen. And that's how we're connected to him as his wife, say.
Amen.
Amen. So we're not connected to him like on the first 3.5 years of his ministry or so, because he was anointed. The anointing would come upon him and such like. But when he came, after he was crucified and came forth, amen, that was a glorified man, glorified flesh and bone. And that the wife alone is connected to. Amen. I've been bringing this in a little and been getting a few little questions so on about it. But the Godhead we talk about. I used the phraseology in one of the sermons sometime back, maybe a month back, a few months back. Amen. That we're part of the God part of the Godhead. Amen. Yes, the Godhead part of God. See, we're part of the Godhead part of God. While God's everywhere, you can't go where God's not, we'll say. Amen. We brought all that in. But there's one part where it's zeroed in. And that's what I want you to know is zeroed in the Godhead part of God. Amen. Well, we're connected into that, see. Glory to God. And we become bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh, which means we become bone of God's bone, flesh of his flesh, and God only get his bones through the Lord Jesus Christ and through us, see? Amen. It connects us in there, see? Amen. And that's why we have great satisfaction, and that's why our knowledge is unlimited only to what God wants to reveal at the time. Amen. And it's just so good to be part of God and knowing that he's part of us. So God has taken on flesh and bone, see? Amen. How? Through his son, now through the son's wife. Amen. It connects us in there and make us a perfect unity as being part of the Godhead. Amen. The God part of the Godhead. Am I saying that right now? Yes, the Godhead part of God, see? Amen. So there's a Godhead part of God. And it's where everything brought to perfection, brought to reality. And there's where we get glorified flesh and bones and all. Amen. And being a part of God's mind, the Godhead. While others that is born again, yes, when they go to the grave and come forth, they'll have glorified flesh and bones, see. But here's the people living, breathing, amen, they just part of it while they yet live, because God, he didn't tell us he's going to do this, but he sent a message, amen, and that message would cause us to be glorified flesh and bones, see. Amen, and here it is coming forth, thundering forth, and God made a way for it to go around the world, amen, and there's no big, nobody's going forth in ahead of it, blowing trumpets and beating drums or anything like that. It just goes forth in its way, and there's a people. Amen. You try to give them something besides this, they just you're just wasting your time, see. Glory to God, because this is of God, and the Godhead part of God is seen here in human flesh in the earth today. Amen. And so here we are, praising the Lord, glorifying God. Amen. And it's just so wonderful, 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 wonderful to see this great thing that God has done. Hallelujah. Just think he made you what you are, and he become part of you, and you become part of him, the Godhead part, see. Amen. So here we are. In the way it's God in human flesh, see? Amen. Glorified human flesh. Amen. Hallelujah. So that's the wife of the Lamb, and the Lord Jesus Christ is made of the same thing, see? Amen. See, Gabriel the angel brought the word to Mary, the word. And then in John there, 1:14 there, St. John, amen, it talks about the word made flesh. Amen. I tell you, when you talk about that word being made flesh, Amen. What are you talking about? You're talking about the wife of the Lamb and the Lord Jesus Christ and his wife. See, that's the Word made flesh. Yeah, yeah, that's the second stage of glorification. Yeah. Amen. I believe we have a message. Don't we have a message on that?
The second stage of the Word made flesh.
The second stage of the Word made flesh. See, these things been coming in, God dropping them in. Amen. And many times, even myself, that preached them. Amen. I'll be a preaching, and then I'll come across this and begin to see things on. And I'll say, why? I believe we preached that some months back. Well, it was already preached, see? Glory to God. God already gave the revelation, gave the message. Amen. And we rejoiced over it. And here we are. It's become more reality. And as it's become more reality, we say we're glorified flesh and bone. That reality means here you are. Amen. Glorified flesh and bone. Glory to God, and part of the Godhead, see?
Godhead part of God.
Yeah. I get all that messed up. The Godhead part of God. Amen. So that's so good. And when you say Godhead part of God, see, Jesus, he was the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Wasn't that what he said?
Yeah.
Amen. Well, he weren't the fullness of God. No one's the fullness of God. See, at one time there was a mighty angel, Lucifer, angel of light. Then he wanted to become all of that, see. Amen. And he become haughty, and he become lifted up with pride. I'll do this, and I'll do that, and I'll put my throne among the stars, and so on like that. Well, see, that was nonsense. Amen. He fell away. And he was a good preacher. Amen. At least he had some anointed preacher preach them angels, see. Amen. Trying to get the angels following him. And he got about a third of them to follow him. But thank God that was Gabriel and Michael. That was the voice. That was them. That was the voices against it. Amen. Serve God. Love God. Amen. And begin to bring all that in. Amen. So Satan, he fell away and were cast down. And you know what he become? The devil, the serpent, and all that, you know. My wife, she's always fearful of serpents. Amen. She hates them. Amen. But see, that's evidently God did too, because here's one. That's one of the nicknames or names he gave Satan, the dragon, the serpent, and so on like that. Amen. So I don't know what a dragon is, but I suppose there is such a thing, or has been, or something. Amen. But we know what a serpent is. And I myself don't want to play around with them too much. Amen. There are people say, wrap them around their shoulders and so forth. I saw one time on TV a man, they put the bathtub full of serpents. Amen. He eased in, got in, and moved those serpents over, and they're crawling all around. Yeah, and those, see that? It's just evil, looks of evil, see? Amen. But we find out what happened to the real serpents, the one that they got their name after he's cast in the lake of fire and destroyed, death destroyed. Amen. And here we are today, enjoying this eternal life, enjoying this eternal existence. See, hallelujah. God gave everybody that's born into this world, gave them life. When they born and breathe the breath of life, that was a natural life. Amen. But that natural life had to get connected to this spiritual life. Hallelujah. And so here we are connected, not to the, only to the spiritual life, but God connected himself with this glorified flesh and bone. Amen. Made us part of him. He's part of us. Amen. And that's the Godhead part of God. Amen. So there we are today. Glory to God. That's why these things that is known, it's we see them, and once we see them, nothing else makes sense. Amen. And I thank God for that He sent a man named Raymond Jackson to bring all this in. He was listening to Brother Brown preach one service, and Brother Brown talk about let the earth bring forth grass and shrubs and so forth like that, and let it be for food. And Brother Brown said, in my opinion, those seeds were laying there from some other creation, and God just let the sun warm the earth up, moved it a little closer to the sun, and when it got warm, those seeds, they thawed out, and the grass began to grow, trees began to grow, so on. And I remember we used to use the same seeds every year, and when we got electricity where we were living, first we didn't have it, but we got a freezer, and my mama would always put the seeds, she'd put them in the freezer. Then nothing could hinder them. No weevils or anything. Amen. Then thaw them out, plant them. Amen. They'll begin to grow. Glory to God. So that's what things are beginning to grow today. This message just begin to grow in us. Hallelujah. More and more, we know that we're it. We know that we're this. Hallelujah. We know that we're glorified flesh and bone.
Amen.
Glory to God. We know that we're part of that part of God's dream. Hallelujah. That is so wonderful. That fits us. And that's coming to pass now.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. That's all right. Praise Him. Amen. Thank God for this water. I'd done been through preaching by now if I had plenty of water to keep wetting my vocal cords down. Amen. So here we are today, and it's so wonderful. It's so wonderful to know that that Christ lives within us, and if Christ lives within us, glory to God, God lives within us. Amen. Here's the wife of the Lamb. There's the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the king. That's the male. Amen. Represent the masculine part. But then here is the wife of the Lamb on earth. That's the feminine part of God, see?
Amen.
Amen. Just brought on down. And I'll tell you, it's so wonderful that we rejoice in Him. And everybody feel good in their place, see? Glory to God. We just feel good. We don't feel boastful or anything, but we feel appreciative. Amen. We appreciate that He's making us part of Him. Glory to God. And I'm talking about part of Him. Amen. And Him taking on flesh and bone. Amen. Through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now through the wife of the Lamb. So we're part of God. God's not somewhere so far you can't find Him. Amen. And sometime we used to preach a message like years ago, God's so far away, yet He's so near. Well, now we begin to zero in on the Godhead. Amen. The Godhead has a locality, and that Godhead part of God will sit right there in Jerusalem, in that area, on the throne during that millennia, and go off into eternity. And my, it just gets one brother says, get gooder and gooder, gooder and gooder from there on out. Amen. So who would want anything else? Who would want to be associated with anything else? I'm talking about in the sense of being part of a religious system or something. Glory to God. This ain't religion. It's God manifesting Himself in human flesh through the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In the wife of Amen. Yes, 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 yes. Too wonderful. Who was it? David, I believe, said, these things are too wonderful for me. Amen. We got talking about it, thinking about it, and he writing psalms about it. Amen. It's just so wonderful.
Amen.
And here we are today with that. That is so wonderful, and it's getting more wonderful as our revelation goes forth Revelation is God speaking to you. That's God speaking to you, giving you, when God gives you revelation. Now the preacher can preach it here, and you'll say, that sounds good to me, and rejoice over it, and all that. But God gives you the revelation, say. Amen. That's God talking. Amen. God taking the words that's been spoken and use them, put them in you, let it become a revelation to you, and then it's your revelation, your communion with God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. So it's just the way God worked things out. Amen. Paul wrote about that first. I don't know how far God let him look into this, how deep the depths of it. But he looked into it enough to know Jesus Christ is the fullness of the Godhead bodily. See, bodily. That brings it in the earthly realm. Amen. That brings it in the human realm. Glory to God. Then that bodily Jesus Christ. Amen. Married a wife. Amen. And that's us. And it connects the whole thing together. Praise God. And one of these days in the near future, not long ago, there's a 70 week of Daniel to take place, we know. And there's 7 years of it. First 3.5 is everything go good. It caused craft to prosper and everything. The Antichrist will. And then in the middle of the week, though, God will bless Israel so much. And they'll build their temple back. It'll be so beautiful. The whole world will want to come and see it. Oh, the old Antichrist can't stand that. Amen. He'll rise up himself and move his personal office to the temple. Amen. He'll sit in the temple as though he's God. And we know how all that's taking place. All that's in the making. Well, that I'm talking here, all these things could happen in a 10-year period of time, see. Amen. Because the 70 week is only seven years. See. So all these things could happen. So we're right here at the end. But meanwhile, we don't spend our time just yearning for that to the point that we don't enjoy what we got now. We're enjoying daily what God gives us daily when he gives us a revelation. Amen. It's just something you write down and something you'd not thought of like that before. And then you begin to see, hey, look how this fit. This fit here and this fit here. Amen. You just get all jolly. Amen. Praising God, loving God, and knowing that this is just scratching the surface of it. It get more and more and more and more.
Amen.
I remember the dream that I had sometime. Oh, I guess it's been 2 or 3 years back now, where I was somewhere in another country, it seemed, and they was having a service there, and I told my wife, let's go in and sit and be in service with them. Well, I went and sat down, and the preacher, whom I didn't know personally, and he knew me, he says, we got Ben Howard with us today. He's going to be speaking. And I said, how many Ben Howards are there? And I began to look around along with others, waiting to see him get up and come forward. And no one came. Just come on up, Ben. And the man said, and I looked around still, even more curious to find out where that Ben's at. And someone sitting behind me tapped me on the shoulder, said, it's you, go ahead and go on up. And somehow or another, I got up, went up, and went up, stood close to the pulpit there, and here come a lady, a well-dressed lady, not somebody all with all these shiny things all over anything, you know, but a godly-looking lady walk up. And she said, sir, I'm interpreting for you. And I looked around. I was standing there kind of nervous. I've never been in a situation like this before. I didn't know exactly what to do. And I tarried just a minute. She said, "Are you ready?" I said, "Yes, ma'am, yes." And I began to preach. And then I had to preach about 30 minutes or so. I said, well, said in my mind, I thought I better stop because these people, they probably get weary on me here and don't want to hear me anymore, that's for sure. And when I said, begin to close out there, the people began to say, "More, more, more." And then four or five on one side stand up, say, "More, more." Then the other side, they begin to do the same. And pretty soon the whole church was saying, "More, more, more. We want more." Amen. And so I was nervous standing there. And the lady said, "Sir, they want you to go on." And well, I picked up and went on, preached a while longer. Amen. I was preaching. They seemed to be really enjoying it. That's when I woke up. So from there, I don't know what happened, see. Amen. But God's so good. He's so real. So every time I say, "More, more," amen, that's the thing. Amen. That's more, more of the word, more of this, more. And sometimes when you preach, you think there ain't no more to come. And then you get up and start preaching, and then there's more. And when you feel like you've preached everything, there's still more. Amen. More. Amen. And there's more for us now. Amen. Glory to God. And Lord's willing, we'll have a book. It's already at the press. It'll be coming off the press possibly by next weekend.
We'll have the PDF.
PDF. What'd you call it now?
The PDF.
PDF. We'll have it on probably by the week's end. But the printing of the book itself, as it goes to the printer, different one does different parts. Amen. So it'll be maybe a couple of weeks out in the front of us. Amen. And when you read that, you'll find more. There's more. There's more that we haven't wrote before. More that we haven't said before. Amen. You'll just enjoy it and praise God over it.
Amen.
Praise God. So that's what God's doing. He's working when we don't think he's working. When we don't really consider what he's laying in store for. Glory to God. But there's something coming out of the book that you'll say, when you get through reading, I'm sure you'll begin to say, "More, more, more, more."
Okay.
Amen. Glory to God. So that's what this is about. It's the joy of the Lord. It's serving him. And it's realizing our position in him. Amen. Not a position where we boast about it or anything like that. Amen. And we certainly not ashamed of the position. Amen. But we are very appreciative of what God has given us. And more, more, more.
Amen.
Is my cry today.
Amen.
And I'm sure he hears a cry. Amen. Glory to God. So I believe we'll just close out this morning. And we just want to bow our head in a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that these words that have been spoken today, Lord, will not fall upon deaf ears. And I know they will accomplish that which you've ordained. They'll prosper where you stand. And I just pray that you'll just take them and use them for your glory. In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
All right. Amen. Maybe my wife Barbara has one to close out here with this morning. But I tell you, I feel good in the Lord, don't you?
Amen.
Feel younger all of a sudden. Don't know why, just feel younger.
Amen.
Glory to God. So we appreciate the Lord. Amen.
Amen. We praise you, Lord. Praise
Amen.
You. Thank you, my Lord.
I've come a long way through time. Such a hazardous journey, trying to find a place where there was peace of mind. It was here at the end of time I arrived and put on the fine linen, clean and white. And it was you, Lord, I was looking for all the time.
Yeah.
It was you, Lord, all the time. It was you, Lord, all the time. You took care of me, saw to every need. It was you, Lord. It was you, Lord, all the time. It was you, Lord, all the time. You waited patiently, then came and married me. Now I'm your beloved queen, and I praise you, Lord, for it was you all the time. Now I've grown in stature and equalized with you, for I was joined to your glorified flesh and bones and made glorified flesh and bones too. And you gave me the name Christ the Wife and placed it next to yours, part of the Godhead forevermore. And it was you, Lord, all the time that I was looking for. It was you, Lord, all the time. It was you, Lord, all the time. You took care of me, saw to every need. It was you, Lord. It was you, Lord, all the time. It was you, Lord, all the time. You waited patiently, then came and married me. Now I'm your beloved queen, and I praise you, Lord, for it was you all the time. Now I've grown in stature and equalized with you, for I was joined to your glorified flesh and bones and made glorified flesh and bones too. And you gave me the name Christ the Wife and placed it next to yours, part of the Godhead forevermore. And it was you, Lord, all the time that I was looking for. It was you, Lord, all the time. It was you, Lord, all the time. You took care of me, saw to every need. It was you, Lord. It was you, Lord, all the time. It was you, Lord, all the time. You waited patiently, then came and married me. Now I'm your beloved queen, and I praise you, Lord, for it was you all the time. And I praise you, my Lord, for it was you all the time.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise you, my Lord. Amen. Praise you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. Yeah, I will. Ben was asking me if I had anything to say. And anyway, I got last week's message, which, you know, he brought in some of it today. And I had just wrote down on my notebook while I was listening to it, the Lord quickened a little something to me. That and it was God used Christ to create the Godhead part of God bodily. God used Christ to create the Godhead part of God bodily. Because, see, the Christ spirit had masculine and feminine attributes. You know, there was the masculine and feminine parts of the Christ spirit. And that's what came into Jesus when he was baptized of John. And that's what created
the Godhead part of God bodily, because he was the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And with the masculine and feminine parts of the Christ Spirit coming into him, see, that was fullness. And that was showing the Godhead part of God. Now, Jesus didn't control the stars or anything like that. God was still doing, he was taking care of the planets and all of that, but it zeroed it in on a person that the fullness of the Christ Spirit had come into, is showing forth the Godhead part of God bodily. And that's why we were connected into the Godhead as part of the wife, because of that feminine part of the Christ Spirit that was in the Lord Jesus Christ. It came out of him, it came into us, and it solidified, and it brought the masculine attributes, which was the Holy Ghost that we already had, and it brought that and that feminine part of the Christ Spirit that had solidified in us together in marriage. So that connected us in to the Godhead part of God. And I just love the Lord for giving that revelation, and just I can't thank him enough for all these good things. I mean, it's just good things, and they're just coming one right after another, and it's creating us glorified flesh and bones. That's what we've been taking on, and that's what's taking place, because a message came for that. The word of it was a message of glorified flesh and bones. It has come for that, and that's what we've been taking on, and that's what we are, and it's glorified our mentality. So you know, when you have a glorified mentality and that's all you can see is glorification, then you know that you're taking on glorified flesh and bones. Yeah. So I just praise him for that, and I just thank him for all of you. And it's just wonderful what's been happening and what is happening and what's going to happen. And just praise you, my Lord. Amen. Thank you. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, my Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Barbara, for that nice testimony.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. He's more than able to do.
Amen.
He can do more than we could even ask or think.
Amen.
Amen. He can do abundantly above that. Glory to God. But I tell you what, I'm happy the way he's moving. The speed he's moving at, because I know it's the correct speed.
Amen.
Amen. It's just like God ordained it from the foundation of the world.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Praise God. So, amen. At this time, we'll just be dismissed.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you for service today, for the word, and for just giving us revelation of the word and keeping us moving right along just at the speed you want us to move. And we're not trying to get ahead or not trying to lag behind.
Amen.
We're just being moved by the Spirit, which is the right speed, Lord.
Amen.
And we just praise you for it and thank you for it. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and the Christ, the wife of the Lamb. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Praise
thank
God. All right. We'll consider ourselves dismissed.
Amen.